بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
How are you doing, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, thank you.
Good morning to you.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, one day of sin in this world is equivalent to 50,000 years of punishment in the hereafter. So, where is the justice of God? First, let's talk a little bit about this number. I mean, 50,000 years and the authenticity of this hadith. Is this a hadith, isn't it?
I will explain.
Okay.
Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So the dear listener has asked us that one day of committing sins is equivalent to 50,000 years of punishment in the hereafter. There is no such a thing at all in the verses and in the narrations. It seems that, I mean, there is a mixture of several points here. What is mentioned in the Quran is that the day of judgment, the day of, accounting the people, will last for 50,000 years. So this is rooted in the Noble Book of Quran. But there is no mention of the fact that if you commit sins for one day, then you will be punished for 50,000 years.
That's right.
But then we go to another question that, yes, some people commit sins, and then they will be punished even maybe for good in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. So we will also cover that question as well.
All right.
But to begin with, let's talk about, as you mentioned, this number.
Yes.
This is rooted in chapter Ma'araj, verse 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة. The angels and the spirit ascend to him, that is God, in a day whose span is 50,000 years.
All right.
So this day is referring to the day of judgment when people are taken into account. And according to this verse, it will last for 50,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is that, 50,000 years based on the calculation of this world.
Yes.
In another verse, we read that that day will last for 1,000 years.
That's
so
right.
Some people argue that there is a kind of contradiction between the two.
Okay.
So the point is that, first of all, let's talk about the concept of yawm, or day, which is mentioned in this verse, fi yawmin, in a day that will last for 50,000 years. It should be noted that in the Noble Book of, in the Arabic language, the term yawm is not only referring to 24 hours.
It's not nahar.
It's not nahar.
That's right. It's different. That's right.
So sometimes it is used to refer only from sunrise to sunset.
All right.
Maybe 12. 13, 14 hours. Sometimes in Arabic language, it is used to refer to 24 hours.
Very good.
But sometimes it is referring to a period of time.
Uh-huh.
And we have indications referring to that in the Noble Book of Quran. For example, in Al-A'raf 163, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the children of Israel, you know, that they were forbidden from fishing on Sabbath or on Saturdays. إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ, when they violated the Sabbath, when their fish would come to them on the Sabbath day, visibly on the shore. But on days when they were not keeping Sabbath, they would not come to them. Here, Yawm la yasbutun, it is referring to other days of the week except for Saturday. So Yawm is used to refer to 6 days.
All right.
So it is referring to a period of time.
And we know that the concept of day and night and the time in 24 hours is this worldly. It's so, completely different in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
Because through the science of astronomy and then the physics, the concept of time is really different from what we have today. Okay.
I mean, in different planets.
In different planets, yes, time span is different. That's right.
Also, in regard to the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we punish them fi yawm nahsin mustamir, on one day. In another verse, it says, sakharaha alayhim sab'a layalin wa thamaniyata ayyam. We punish them for 7 nights and 8 days. Again, it is referring to the fact that yawm, in the first verse, is referring to the period of time. So this is the point that chapter Ma'araj, verse 4, when it says that fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50 alf sana, it is referring to the period of time when people are taken into account. And that period will last for 50,000 years based on this world's calculations. So why is that?
Okay.
As I mentioned, another verse reads that it will last for 1,000 years. The point is that, as the scholars have explained, on the Day of Judgment, we will have 50 stages, and each stage will last for 1,000 years. So altogether, we will have 50,000 years on the Day of Judgment.
All right.
So this is the time that will last, but doesn't mean that it is for all the people.
All right.
No, some people pass it, I mean, within few seconds.
Even. That's right.
And some people are not taken into account at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بغير حساب. Some people are admitted to the paradise without any taking into account.
That's right.
So that is the first point regarding this time span mentioned in the Noah Book of Quran.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, when we talk about the numbers, especially in regarding of the sin and the rewards, okay, the, both the punishment and the rewards, something that comes to our mind is the emphasis, the concept of emphasis, you know? So can we say that this numbering was merely for the sake of emphasis, I mean, of leaving the sin and being encouraged to do more good actions in this world? Can we say that?
It has
a metaphorical meaning or something like that.
In Arabic language, it's not uncommon to use one number to refer to, what they call it, mubalagha or exaggeration or also emphasis. We have it in many cases.
Yes.
But it seems that in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the number. Because of the fact that then we are told that, there are 50 stages, each stage for 1,000 years. At least apparently it seems that in this case, it's not for exaggeration or for emphasis. It is referring to the real time span of
that
stage.
Okay.
Now, having said that, we go to another part of the question that, some people commit some sins for some years and they will be punished for many years good for eternity in the hereafter. So where is the justice of God, as the dear listeners mentioned? So there are a couple of points to be mentioned here. So first of all, if we compare it to some actions done in this world, for example, imagine you have a needle in your hand, and through a second you just throw it to the another person's eyes, and he will go blind. So you have done it within 1 second, but the consequence is for good. The whole life that person might be blind. So my point is that sometimes some crimes that we may commit, they may have eternal consequences. Second of all, eternity in the hellfire is only for a very limited group of people. Those people who know the truth and reject the truth. And those people who have committed all kinds of sins. So it's not for the majority of the people. The majority of the people, their sins are forgiven from one stage to another stage. For example, through hardships in this world, through having difficult time at the time of death. In the world of Barzakh, through the Shafa'a of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And for some people, they will pass some time in the hellfire and then they are forgiven. They go to paradise. So eternity in the hellfire is not for all the people.
That's right.
And the main point here...
You call it khulud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called khulud.
It's not for all the people.
I mean, the great majority of the people finally will go to paradise.
Okay.
But whether directly or indirectly, it depends on...
You mean they will be purified through the hellfire or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the people who have committed so many sins and their sins are not forgiven in this world, in the world of Barzakh, at the time of death, through Shafa'a, then they will pass some time in the hellfire.
All right.
So, but the point is that we are talking, when it comes to eternity or a good number of years for punishment, we are talking about the people whose nature is such that if they live in this world for eternity, they will commit sins for eternity.
Uh-huh.
So, although, for example, Hitler, he lived for, some decades, but imagine he continued to live for thousands of years. He would be the same. He would not change.
Some people believe he is still alive.
Really?
Yeah. Because some people say that according to some documents, he did not commit suicide. He fled and he is still alive. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so my point is that we are talking about people like Yazid, like Hitler, like Saddam.
Yazid is dead. I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Their nature is like that. If they continue to live, they will continue to disobey God, to commit sins. And this very nature is the cause for their eternal punishment.
Okay.
So it doesn't make, although they have lived for, some decades, for less than 100 years, but it doesn't contradict the fact that if they continue to live, they would do the same because of their bad nature, which was the result of their own actions and choice.
All right.
So this is the point that for the people who are going to live in the hellfire for eternity, it is because of the fact that God knows that if they continue to live for eternity in this life, they would continue to do the same heinous actions and bad actions.
That's it. Okay. So in this way, at the end of the day, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be at work. Punishment must be for those who do evil action and reward for those people who are, doing good actions in this world. So the justice of God is not in question.
Not at all.
Not at all. That's it. Okay. Thank you, Sheikh. We must also know that the people are given the free will. So according to their free will, we can't say there is no force in order to do sin or to do good thing. According to the free will, they serve the main goal of their creator, mainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And the justice lies in the precise correspondence between the actions and its spiritual consequence. Sheikh Karimi, anything missed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. So, brothers and sisters, you are accountable for what you do in this world and take care of the consequences of your actions. Even a simple action might bring you lots of rewards. A simple action might bring you lots of punishment in the other world. So take care. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يا يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن